Most of the snow associated with this latest Alberta Clipper that moved through the Midwest has come to an end. We do still have a little bit of snow falling in some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest this morning, and that will likely continue to for a little while. But for all practical purposes, this snow event is over. And we did end up seeing some impressive snow accumulations across much of the region from eastern Iowa and southern portions of Wisconsin, as well as northern Illinois over to Ohio, where we did see totals run anywhere from 4 to around 11 inches. Generally, there were some local totals that did get up to around 13 inches in northern portions of Illinois. Travel has certainly been a problem across this corridor in the last 24 hours, with a number of airports being closed and some hazardous travel across even the roadways. But things will start to get better today. In fact, we'll already be seeing warmer temperatures moving back across the region as we move on into the day tomorrow and on into Friday. And with a warming trend, we'll likely start melting that snow. The unfortunate part is that we'll see a storm system coming into the Midwest from the Central Plains, and that storm system is likely to generate some additional rainfall on top of the melting snow. And the combination of the two will likely cause some ponding of water in some locations, and we'll probably hear about some local flooding. I don't think that necessarily, though, we're going to do any harm to any of our winter wheat crop in low-lying areas under this set of circumstances. It all really comes down to how much rain we'll get over the course of the Sunday-Monday time period as that storm system from the plains moves into the region. Well, early indications here would suggest that the majority of the precipitation will probably be of the order of about 4/10 of an inch to an inch, with a few pockets of greater totals out there. Some of those greater amounts will probably occur in a band where we'll expect to see some strong thunderstorms to occur, and that will occur from parts of southeastern Missouri into the heart of eastern Illinois and western portions of Indiana. It's a little soon to put a lot of money down on this band of heavier rainfall, but if it does occur, we could see totals getting over 2 inches, perhaps, in a few locations. I really think that it'll probably end up being a little bit lighter and probably not necessarily concentrated on the area I just described. Nevertheless, rain will fall in many areas in the Midwest, and that, combined with the melting snow, will create the issues with standing water in quite a few locations. We still have a lot of frost on the ground in the northern parts of the region, so the water will not be soaking very deep into the soil. In the meantime, that storm system expected to develop this weekend across the central U.S. plains is going to take a path a little bit further to the north than what was advertised previously. That means the state of Iowa will do much better on precipitation with this event than what was suggested yesterday. I do think that we'll see probably 4/10 of an inch to an inch of moisture across the state. And a lot of the precipitation will likely occur as rain and then rain changing to snow. There will be a band of heavy snowfall coming out of parts of Nebraska through the northwest and maybe north central parts of Iowa to Wisconsin, including southern portions of Minnesota. And that band could generate some 3 to 6 and local 9-inch amounts of accumulation. Again, it's going to depend on just how much cold air gets on the backside of the storm. It does look like a lot of the precipitation will start off as rain and then rain changing to snow at some point in time. Now, the temperatures across the Midwest are going to be still on the cool side yet today. We'll be looking at afternoon highs mostly in the 30s with some 20s in the northwest, maybe a few 40-degree readings near the Missouri and lower Ohio rivers. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow to run mostly in the 30s and 40s across the Midwest. Further warming will occur on Friday with highs in the 40s and 50s with some 60s showing up in the far southwest. And there will also be a few 30s still occurring across the Great Lakes region. Additional warming may occur Saturday before we start to cool down with the late weekend and early week storm system. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.